And now the story of a man engaged in a rare display of religious dissent in China. Zen Buddhist master Sheng Guan has angered the government with his political statements and a ceremony that he held to save the souls of those killed in the Tiananmen Square massacre. Sheng Guan was kicked out of his temple this past August, but he has vowed to continue to speak his mind. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has a profile.
The order to expel Master Sheng Guan came from the official China Buddhist Association, located here in Guangji Temple on Beijing's west side. The association's chairman, Master Yi Cheng, wrote the expulsion order after receiving an anonymous letter. The letter accused Sheng Guan of illicit relations with female members of his congregation. The Buddhist Association declined to comment on the case. Master Sheng Guan denies the charges and says he's being persecuted for his political beliefs. In an interview, he's wearing a long padded robe against the cold of a Beijing winter. He recalls the hot day in August when authorities came to remove him from his post as director of the Huacheng Buddhist Temple in southern Jiangxi province.
200 uniformed police and 100 plainclothes carried me out of the temple. I told them very clearly, if you kill me, I'll come back in the next life and continue to push for democracy. If you throw me in jail, I'll just meditate.
One Buddhist at Sheng Guan's temple says police tried to coerce her into confessing to having had improper relations with the monk. She asked that her name not be used because she feared retribution.
They asked me to write a letter clearly stating that the allegations were true. This went on for more than 10 hours. I said no such illicit relations ever occurred, so why should I write anything? It was just an effort to smear Master Sheng Guan.
She said the real reason authorities wanted to expel Sheng Guan was because he stopped crooked monks from embezzling donations to the temple. But Master Sheng Guan says the most immediate reason for his expulsion was the religious ceremony he held on June 4th of this year. He said it was to save the souls of people killed in Beijing in the 1989 Tiananmen Square massacre.
We believe that the souls of people who die violent, unjust deaths are in great pain. They suffer both in hell and after being reborn. So since becoming a monk, I've always wanted to perform this kind of ceremony.
The events of 1989 were very important to Sheng Guan, but in a previous incarnation, you might say. Back then, his name was Xu Zhiqiang. He was a publisher and pro-democracy protest organizer in the city of Xi'an. He was jailed for about a year after Tiananmen, but was released without charge. He held various jobs, but was driven from them after being harassed by security agents. In 2002, he took his monastic vows and became Sheng Guan.
As Xu Zhiqiang participating in pro-democracy activities in the 1980s, my heart was full of fear. But now, as Sheng Guan, I'm much happier. There's no more fear.
Chinese history and literature abound with colorful tales of outlaws and rebels who sought refuge in Buddhist temples. One well-known figure is Lu Zhishen. He's the unruly monk in Outlaws of the Marsh, the classic novel immortalized in operas and this television drama. Lu enters a monastery after beating a local bully to death. But religion can't stop Lu from boozing and brawling. He leaves the temple and later joins an anti-government rebellion. Most Zen Buddhist monks stay clear of politics and other worldly matters, but for centuries, Chinese governments have put restrictions on religion to guard against dissident monks like Sheng Guan. In China's authoritarian system, political dissent requires plenty of moral conviction and spiritual strength. Sheng Guan says that Buddhists would call this compassion.
Compassion means freeing people from suffering and helping them achieve happiness. I believe that for thousands of years, the greatest cause of the Chinese people's suffering has come from our authoritarian political system.
Sheng Guan now stays with friends as he has no temple to return to. Criminals may be able to hide in a temple, he says, but when it comes to politics, there is no place to hide. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.